Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Arts Report on CITR 101.9 FM. Today is Wednesday, September 25th, and we are broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia Vancouver campus, which is unceded and stolen Musqueam territory. Indigenous voices in so-called Canada have been systematically devalued and diminished, and this cannot go unacknowledged in broadcast media such as radio. To hear more, please listen to Unceded Airwaves from CITR's Indigenous Collective. My name is Serena, and I'm the host, and I am joined by some lovely, lovely people in the studio today. So we're going to go one by one and just introduce ourselves really quick. And this episode is going to be mostly introductions for all of our returning members and new members to the Arts Collective this year. I'm so happy to have you guys here, and I'm not just saying that because I'm talking on the radio right now. I do mean it also from my heart. And I'm so happy to have you guys here. So this is going to be a little bit more of a casual, chill, just getting to know each other episode. And then our next episode in 2 weeks is going to be centering on some VIF content, which we are all very excited for. So I want to introduce our first member, Ava. Ava, if you want to take it away.
Well, hello, hello, everyone. It's great to be back on the radio and always great to be on the radio with Serena. I'm really looking forward to coming back to the Arts Report this year and all the wonderful things we have in store for you guys.
Yay! Okay, Django, you're next.
Hi, I'm Django. I'm super excited for this year.
Okay, you're up next.
Hi, I'm Cecilia. I'm also really excited to be back. I haven't been really active last year and last year, so trying to be back on Arts Report again.
And this is Maya.
Hey. Glad to be back.
And now we have Rena as well.
Hello, I'm Rena, and I'm actually new, so it's always new and exciting as well for
me. New and exciting. Slay. Well, thank you guys for joining us. There are a couple other members that aren't able to make it today, but all love to them. Bless them. Not a bad thing at all. So, yeah, today we're just going to be talking about some of our favorite little, like, media that we've consumed in the past couple days to weeks. So I'm going to kick it off by playing a song that I've been really into recently, and then we're going to come back and just keep on chatting.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
Pick up the phone, Lower Mainland.
This is Discorder Magazine calling.
And that means
it's time to pick up your Discorder.
With recollections from music waste and interviews with your favorite local rising talent performing at 648 Kingsway and Redgate Art Society, Discorder Magazine is offering Discorder. The most intimate, accessible, input on the underground art scene across the Lower Mainland. For all the distribution locations, head to citr.ca/discorder/subscribe/.
Thank you for picking up Discorder Magazine.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, East Studio. East Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at eastudio.cafe. eastudio.cafe.
Okay, that was Yume Utsutsu by Lamp. I don't think I said that right, but I did try my best. And I really love that song right now. I feel like that's a song that I like added to library maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. And then it just comes up randomly when I shuffle. And because it's been there for so long, I often skip it, like of no fault of its own. It's just like, you know, it's like one of those ones that I added the whole album to library. So like a song's always coming up when I shuffle my library. But I've actually been paying really good attention to this song recently. And I think that, you know, I was sleeping on it, and that's on me. And I had to just confess that publicly on air to repent for my sins. But Rina also really likes this song. And you're going to see their show, right?
Yeah, they're coming to Seattle in I think 2 weeks, October 7th, which is really exciting. Yeah, I've been a big fan. They're not too big in Japan, so the CDs are really cheap there. So that's where I collect a lot of my CDs from them.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so smart. And we also had kind of like a celebrity guest appearance during that song. So shout out to Liam. Liam, if you can hear us. I don't know you at all. I hope that you can hear us.
Liam, if you can hear this, how do I know you? Please.
Liam, I'm begging.
I don't know you.
Imagine he actually walks up
Liam,
right now.
Please. How do I know you?
So if you're a Liam out there and you feel victimized by this, it's not you. Unless it's this one Liam that is hearing this. In that case, it is you. Should I start describing the outfit?
Oh, yeah.
We have to talk about the kilt. Someone
Liam,
please
well,
bring
there
it
we
up.
Go. The cat's out of the bag. Kilt's out of the bag now.
Sorry, we had to bring it up.
Kilt's out of the bag.
Please come back and wave.
Yes, Liam. Please. And also, can you tell me how we know each other?
Liam, we miss you.
That part doesn't matter. You just have to go on vibes.
Liam. Waving at me like he knows me. Like, I don't.
Liam, join the Arts Collective Challenge. Please, Liam, become Liam. Our friend challenge. Okay, moving on. Maya, you had an awesome documentary that you watched.
Like, awesome, but also, like, no.
Like, traumatizing and, like, terrifying as well.
Traumatizing and terrifying and just, ugh. I recently watched The Man with 1,000 Kids on Netflix.
Jesus.
Crazy. Fertility fraud is so scary. And it's like super, super common, which is like actually.
Like how common are we talking about?
I think there's 80 cases in the States, which is like.
80?
Huh?
Wait, like, but 80 kids?
Zero. No, like
80 different men?
Like 80 men
80
that.
80 cases of fertility fraud, which wow. probably resulted in like. 1,000 kids.
1,000 kids.
Like, it's about to be 81.
Yo. Oh, Johnny Appleseed over here.
But yeah, no, it's really crazy.
Give a PG Django, please.
This is the family show.
Yeah. Not the Wednesday 5 to 6 time slot. continue.
No, it's so crazy. And then there's another documentary that I watched. I was really just on like a kick. I said, let me learn more.
I love fertility fraud.
I was like, oh, fertility fraud. I must know more. There's another one of this dude in the Netherlands. This was like 10 years ago or something. And he just like, oh my God, I thought that was Liam.
No. The way that Kira probably just heard that like announcement
no,
as they walked down
no,
the stairs.
So, no. I'm sorry.
It's so funny.
We were just talking about Liam. It's this guy in the Netherlands, and he just donates like sperm, like an excessive amount, and he like.
But is it donating if then you're like you're into it?
Well. The theory for the guy from the Netherlands is that he was kind of like. Oh, white supremacist. It was giving like, oh, you want to like expand your kind, which is so
that's
so
not
so,
even
so,
like,
so so so
like
scary.
Something I had considered as
not
being the motivation.
Me too. And then I watched that movie and I was like, oh.
It's always more sinister than you think it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. But the Man with 1,000 Kids, I think he was just into it.
No.
Like
but,
self-obsessed?
But the
like,
worst, oh. The Man with 1,000 Kids,
yeah,
he's
like,
a fertility doctor. So like.
Wait,
these,
is
like,
this the one where like. Like, people would come to be inseminated, and then they
would
like, pick a donor, but he would, like, not use the donors. He'd
yes,
be like, be right
yes.
back 15 minutes later, and then it's
and
like.
Then, and then he'd be like, great, like, let's, like,
wow.
like, mix up, and then, you know, and then
it was him.
Isn't that a crazy conflict of interest? Like, shouldn't you not do that?
Well, it's extremely illegal.
It's super, super hot. Very illegal. And, like, super hot take.
Not just unethical. A conflict of interest.
And, like, it's a crime. Weird and wrong. And, like, what are you doing? License revoked.
How can you, like, look in someone's eyes and, like, be their doctor and then know that you're about to do that to them?
Well, what's
you know,
crazy?
Like, you're bringing in these people to trust you and just...
And then the kids found each other on Facebook.
Not Facebook.
I know. They went, I think we have the same sperm donor. And it was like, no.
Did they do like a DNA test?
Yeah, how did they?
I think so.
Because that would be.
Like, I think what it is it was all like single parents who were doing it. I think. If I'm like remembering the documentary.
Yeah. No, I mean, that makes sense.
So they're like, oh, like looking for like. My like dad or whatever, and then it was just like
looking for
oh
my
no,
dad.
I think it was like looking for like looking at to like who helped make me, and like you know okay like
let her right. speak.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it's like you do like a like test, and you're like oh wow it's this guy like hey like a little like Facebook search, and then it's like.
But
oh.
I feel like I don't know like I don't know a lot on this subject to be honest, but like. I feel like if you're a sperm donor, you don't necessarily want to be contacted. Like, after.
I think you can choose to remain anonymous, oh. or you can choose that at a certain age they're allowed to release your information.
But also, in these two cases, the one with the fertility doctor and the one with the guy in the Netherlands, y'all are into this. Like,
no.
Like you, the guy in the Netherlands, he was put on trial and he was like, maybe all my kids should have like. A like logo in their Instagram bio so they know that way like there's like no like you know like
not the Canva logo not the like
and it's like
marketing for
on?
Its service
like an emoji
like an emoji literally and then it's like what's the emoji even
especially
that.
In the Netherlands, where it's, like, such a small country, oh, like, no. Accidental, well, like incest
no,
outbreak.
Like,
that's already, like, that, like, in, like, Scandinavia, like, people are related AF.
Yeah.
That's already kind of a thing. Apparently, in, I think it's Sweden, you have to, like, take a DNA test before
yeah.
you get married to someone.
Because it's
because,
such,
like,
it's the
small,
law.
It's you're legally, like, when you get your marriage certificate, you
yeah.
also have to do a DNA test. If you like to see if you're related,
not let you get married if
no.
you're too related.
No. If you're too, if,
well,
I think
okay,
if you're really
just okay, because I'm just curious, like where do they draw the line on that when they're like writing it in
maybe
the legislature?
Like, maybe
that's
like
so
a
funny.
Like second cousin is that like, well,
I
let
was
it.
Just, I was more just wondering where the line was drawn. Not that they
no,
should
I'm
let
just
happen.
But what's crazy is that in the Netherlands itself, I think he helped make it's like a I don't like saying that but like I think like 500 kids the Netherlands is tiny what are you
yeah that's so
that's
funny
that's like so
wow
it's like actually crazy.
Walking down Amsterdam like in the streets and you're just like
you're
seeing
like,
all these people that look kind of similar
half sibling, that's my half sibling
you're like wow everyone like, kind of has like the same like nose as me same eyes as me like
but
that's
our capita of his children
terrifying but what I
just
would like
fuck.
To point out just super quickly before I end is like, the reason why he was contacted was, oh, he's beautiful. He has blue eyes, blonde hair. I was looking at that documentary and I was like,
no. I know. I was like.
What kind of Photoshop
but
pic
like,
did he
but
give?
But look, like, it was like the 2010s. Maybe it was different. But I wasn't seeing anything to, like, work
wow.
with there. But that's just my opinion.
That's so funny.
Maya said, not my sperm.
I said, next caller.
Next caller.
Oh. I went to the Cinematheque recently and watched Akira Kurosawa's Seven Samurai, and that was super awesome. It was like...
And probably, did you have to go re-up on the awesome popcorn at the Cinematheque? Did you, like, go halfway out and, like, get more? Because it's, like, a four-hour
movie. No, I planned it out. I planned it out well, yeah.
Nice.
But I went out because there was an intermission in the
movie.
And I went
saying.
Out and I added more ketchup flavoring onto my popcorn, which
okay.
might be...
Oh, my God, side note.
Yeah.
I live in a house with eight other roommates, and I recently discovered we have Trader Joe's dill pickle, like, spring, like flavoring, like powder. And
oh,
I feel
cold.
Like that would be really good on popcorn.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, get some, like, cheesy popcorn and then add that. Could be, like, really insane. So, anyways, if anybody has other, like, ideas how
does
to use
anyone
this.
Anyone remember the Kernels, like,
yes.
popcorn flavoring
I think about
from
it
when you were
every
younger? Because that was a big
I
deal
love
in my
Kernels.
Childhood.
I literally
yeah.
had a birthday party, like, themed around Kernels when I was in, like, grade six.
No
like,
way.
Instead of, like, goodie bags or, like, cupcakes, I got everyone, like, popcorn. I was like, oh my God, popcorn party. It's super good.
Popcorn is, like, my favorite.
Yeah, I sorry. Think. That's, like,
yeah.
my favorite thing about the Cinematheque.
Yeah. No, it's the like,
movie,
the
whatever.
Best thing.
But,
yeah.
Like,
and it's, like, the large is a dollar more than the small.
Yeah.
Which is, like,
and
do
you think
do
that
not?
The Seven Samurais liked, like, the Cinematheque popcorn? Do you think they'd, like,
I
be into it?
I think they would. Well, the whole point is that they're looking for samurais who would fight for food. So
yeah, we're asking the hard hitting questions.
Yeah, so
here.
I think that yeah, but it was I didn't know it was as long as it was up in, like until 10 minutes before I watched the movie, and I like fully had plans afterwards, but it was okay. But it was so awesome, and I had like, it sounds way more fun than sperm donor documentaries. No offense.
No, yeah. I think there was some offense in there. I don't know.
There's some shade.
I take no offense.
That's so funny. But it's a black and white film, right?
Yeah, it's from like the 50s, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Is it part of like a film fest at the Cinematheque right now, or just like one of their casual showings?
I think it's one of their casual showings.
See.
Yeah, but yeah, no. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
You're up.
Recently, I've been reading a book. It's called Poverty in America by Matthew Desmond.
I'm sorry, I said like okay, like right before you said that. I was not briefed on that.
Yeah,
that's my bad.
Sorry.
Oh my god, wait! I'm gonna interrupt you really, really quick. I just went to go Google something, and the like Google Doodle for today is popcorn themed.
Wow.
So we've literally like
it felt
been like subliminally.
That's a sign.
Yeah, it is a sign. Sorry.
You were like, talk about a book.
Please,
and I was
please,
like, I can
please.
Talk about a book.
Yeah, let me hear.
Yeah, so previously I had read one of his other novels. It was Evicted. I think it won the 2017 Pulitzer Prize for General Nonfiction. It was a sociological perspective on specifically how eviction impacts black single mothers. And that was really an incredible book that he wrote. It was really different than other sociological books in the sense that it wasn't written from the first perspective, and that really changed the experience, and so I really enjoyed it. And so now I'm trying his more recent novel, Poverty in America, which is about trying to deconstruct the notion that poverty is inherent to, like, American society.
Oh.
So I'm partway through it right now. It's a bit different than the last one, but I'm liking it so far. I think he's, like, a really good author, so.
What does he say, like, about that? Like, why is it seen that it is like inherent to society, to American society? Not to put you on the spot, you don't have to have like a 100%
like,
answer. Like if he's saying like everyone thinks that it's like inherent to society, like why is everybody thinking that?
That's not too much in the book, to be honest. He kind of just works with it as like, oh, this is a general premise, or I guess there's a little bit of a like introduction where it kind of talks about like, oh, this is often like an excuse politicians are giving, or people are saying like, oh, well, we
that makes sense.
Shouldn't be continuing to try to change this in society because clearly if it could go away, it would have like happened already, and we shouldn't be sinking further resources into this, and as sort of like a cop-out for no longer caring about those people. So I think he's really trying to battle that notion, but I'm not an American, so I don't know quite 100%.
Do we have an American here?
Is there an American in here who can comment?
I'm technically like a closeted American. I feel like I don't tell people.
Sorry, we outed you.
Yeah, I just got outed on radio. No, I definitely am not the correct person to talk about that, but I was going to say I read a book.
Yeah.
But it's a lot less serious. It's called Earthlings, and I always go into books not reading anything about it, so I didn't know what it was about, but it started with like incest ?
Wow, this theme is continuing, unfortunately.
Back to the incest. No
popcorn and incest,
but
episode.
It was so interesting. It was about this girl who is clearly neglected, but she doesn't understand yet. She's still very young, so she kind of copes with having a relationship, which is, dare I say, platonic at the end of the day. They just hold hands with her cousin, and they have this entire like alien thing going. It's very strange, but I definitely recommend. It's the same author as, it's called Earthlings. It's the same author as Convenience Store Women, which I think is a...
I love that book.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, please. No, I'm just like, great book. It like made me very like, I don't know, like it like tugged at the heartstrings.
Yeah. They're all weird books, but it's so interesting because it's always about little girls who can't really fit into society and how they deal with it. And it's just, it's so lighthearted, but there's such a like a deeper undertone that makes it really readable and also interesting to read.
Have you ever seen Arrested Development?
No.
Has anybody seen Arrested Development?
I have, and
please.
I'm very interested where
like how
like,
I'm gonna,
you are transitioning.
Well, it's
this.
Just like the cousins like holding hands
oh,
is like
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Like George Michael and maybe
Yeah. I know the reference you're making. Yeah. When you first said that, I was like, where are you going? Like, how are you going to rub this
That's
in,
so Serena? Funny.
But I should never doubt you.
Oh, wow. Lots of flattery on this episode. Thank you, everybody. You should come back every week.
I'll always be here.
We can be here. I'm so sorry. I forget who wanted to speak next. Do you want to go next?
Sure. I mean, I also read a book.
Yay. You guys are so literate. You love to read. You love to research.
When I have time, you know, before school gets too busy. Yeah, the most recent one that I read is called, like, Recipes for a Perfect Wife. And it's about, like, feminism, and it really reflects, like, the woman's, like, gender roles and, like, their societal expectations in the 1960s, I believe. Mm. And, like, it's basically about this, like, woman who, like, moved into a really old house. And then, like, she just finds this, like, recipe written. And she kind of, like, discovers, like, the previous family that lived here. And, like, the previous family that lived there, it was, like, a couple. But that girl, like, that lady got abused domestically. So it was like, in a nutshell, it was basically talking about, like, how women were treated really poorly back then, and then it just kind of, like, switches to the present, showing the contrast between, like, how much women has voice now compared to back then. Yeah, just, like, basically switching back and forth. And what was, like, really interesting was that, like, this story was, like, centered around, like, food and, like, the recipes. So it did actually include, like, real recipes so cool. that were really popular back then. And, like, there were so many recipes I've never heard of before, like Jell-O.
Jell-O salad. Yeah, so
and,
crazy.
Yeah, like, baked Alaska or, like, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
It was really interesting.
Alaska is such an impressive pastry.
Is it?
Yeah.
It must be, like, super, super hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, like, crazy hard.
Wait, I'm going to look it up.
I've never had one, but it's on the list.
Oh. Yeah, I've yet to be, like, able to try one, but it's on, like, my wish list for, like...
Me too.
I used to watch, like, a lot of baking shows as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Does it have meringue on the top?
Yes.
It's ice cream with meringue?
Yes, yeah, and then they blowtorch it.
Like, but that seems dangerous.
I did not mean,
like,
to cut you off.
Melt.
I heard baked Alaska, and I was like, wait.
You're like, wait, I love baked Alaska.
You're like, so what's the recipe for the baked Alaska?
I was like, hold on. Sorry, whoops. I forgot about the rest of the book.
That's so funny.
You've tried baked Alaska.
No, I haven't. Like, it's on my lifetime bucket list to try baked Alaska.
Okay, we should like, have it all together.
Oh, my God.
Popcorn and baked Alaska?
Oh, my God. That sounds really good. Kind of a crazy combo. Did you want to finish up about that book?
Well, I think that was pretty much it, but it's, like, really cool, so. Mm-hmm.
Do you recommend?
I do.
Okay.
100%. It was such, like, a page-turner.
There's, like, such a crazy theme going on today.
Yeah.
Like, with, like, the way our conversation is jumping around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snacks and, like, abuse. It's,
yeah,
like,
abuse,
really not,
literally.
Like, okay. Like, yeah, it's not okay.
Yeah, and, like, just to, like, conclude, just, like, one last comment about this book. Like, it was such a page-turner, and I like, it's not, like, the best to say, like, oh, like, really, like, aggressive, like, depiction of domestic violence is, like, very, how would I say it? Like, very, like, exciting. I wouldn't say, like, exciting, but, like, it was, like, very, like, drawing my attention. And that's...
Like, dramatic. Like, there's
a
lot going
on. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that is what made it a page-turner.
Like, you were, like, nervous the whole time,
yeah,
like, on
yeah,
the edge of
exactly.
your seat. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, yeah, it's, like, horrible. But, obviously, yeah, like, as a reader, it really gets you into it.
Yeah, and I think that actually makes me think of, like, how we consume all this different media with, like, sensitive topics, and it's, like, it's always handled so differently, like, by each person that's, like, writing about something. Because obviously, like, if you're an artist, if you're a writer, you're, like, a painter, whatever your thing is, but, like, it's always those really emotional topics that people want to make art about, because that's the stuff that we carry with us, and that's the stuff that we think about when we want to make art, right? Like, no one cares about just, like, something that's not emotional. But then it's like, oh, everyone represents it in such different ways. And we love to consume this, like, super hyper-emotional content. But then it's also like, what kind of toll does that take on us if we're always, like, you know, trying to like look for the most like sensationalized and like riveting content, but then it's like, I don't know, it can be so graphic or it can be so like triggering too.
Yeah, I feel like there's really a balance between like engaging with things so that you can learn about them and like you can have sympathy to these different experiences, and also understanding what are like your, like where do you have to draw the line for yourself and your own personal well-being.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, just adding on to that quickly, because I like study visual arts, right? Mm-hmm. I've taken like performance art classes, and some of them got really intense during classes. People would be like almost hurting themselves by breaking glass. Like they would almost like bleed.
Oh wow!
Yeah, like almost hurt themselves.
How did that how did that feel to watch?
It was so intense and like so like emotional, I guess. And there are like some other, like very triggering content that other people performed. I'm related to like body dysmorphia, like eating disorder and stuff like that. And it was like very heavy, like as an audience, as someone who's watching that. But because it was so real, you could like so deeply relate to that.
And, like invested.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I think
it just like grasped your attention in a different way.
Yeah. Like, even though I didn't go through any of those dark experiences, it was, like, it felt like firsthand experience almost. Yeah, wow. But it was, like, super intense. And, yeah, they're like, very sensitive topics to talk about or, like, perform about.
Totally. I'm not really sure what to say after that. I feel like, yeah, that's definitely something to think about. And I think that almost that I'm going to go into like a lecture, God. But it kind of makes me think about like even what we're doing here and we're talking, and like I'm really enjoying this conversation and it's so lovely to have these conversations, but it's like it really makes you have to think about like every time you put something out there, like people are going to receive that differently and people are going to think about that a little bit or a lot. And it's like it's not necessarily your job as the artist or as the creator to manage that reaction. But it is also, like, something that you definitely have to be aware of and have to think about when you are making stuff. That it's, like, what is my goal with this? And like I said before, like, people love to consume really emotional stuff. Like, that's, like, a human nature. We love that. But it's also, like, why am I putting this out? Like, is this doing something for me? Is this supposed to be educational for other people? Or am I just doing this because it sells and this is one of those terrible TV shows that's just all, like, horrible graphic. Do you know the stuff that like would come on like on cable like late at night? You'd like go down like see your parents watching TV and you'd be like 10 years old and you'd be like, oh my God.
No, I was just totally having flashbacks to 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah, stuff like that.
That was what immediately popped in my mind when you talked about like just throwing as much as it can at you.
And it's not doing anything for the creators, if I can say that. I don't think that comes from a place of like an artist wanting to express and like work through something. And it's not doing anything for the consumers either. And literally all it does is for capitalism.
Well, also like those new shows about like the Menendez brothers or the Jeffrey Dahmer one from last year, where it's like you're taking these like horrific events and then dramatizing them even more to sell for like a mainstream audience. Like there's something that's like morally not maybe for you to argue gray line or maybe over.
Well, because I think there's like a difference between, and you can see it in the execution of art that an artist has created to like work through something, or is at least, even if it's not their exact experiences, coming from that sort of genuine place inside themselves, versus art that is aiming to sort of relate to some sort of grand topic, or they're trying to, you know, be progressive in new ways and push boundaries. And it's about the genuinity that goes into making something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with these, like, hard topics, you can kind of tell when, like, it is for a monetary gain. And that's kind of where, like, just as how you were saying, where you kind of loses the plot.
Yeah, it does lose the plot. Yeah, that's so true. I'm going to really awkwardly segue into playing a song now. So, but we will come back to our serious discussion afterwards. Do not fear, dear listener, we'll be serious again soon. Rena, if you want to introduce this song, that would be lovely.
Oh yeah, this song is from an album by Lukeman, I think that's how you say it. The album is SD-1, and it carried me through second year. I listened to it so much to studying. I think it's gonna be my number one again for 2024, but we'll see. I'm excited for, oh, I'm so excited for the Spotify, what's it called, the Wrapped?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, this song in particular just makes me feel rain, just how the song sounds. But
oh, that's so lovely. And really good for today. Oh, yeah. My God. Side note, I was like talking to my roommates about how it was actually so crazy that like the fall equinox was truly like the first day that it felt like fall. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but on like the 22nd, like I literally woke up and I was like, wow. And then this last like week has been like full fall. And I was like, I feel like stuff doesn't usually line up that perfectly. You know, yeah. It's in the little things.
I'm loving fall though.
Yeah.
Like it is definitely, like, I feel like this is the first year I've ever appreciated the rain.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Usually I'm like reminiscing of summer, which I like summer too, but I'm excited for like layering and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like Vancouver fall is something that is like so distinct, or at least like PNW fall, where it's like, yes, the leaves are changing color, but the leaves are sopping wet. It's like, that's so interesting. But I feel like, thank God for like twilight, do you know what I mean? Because like now we all have something that we can like think back to in these moments. It was like losing it.
Well, it just takes me back to like I started watching the Twilight series with one of our old first year neighbors, Margot, and we watched like the whole series throughout like the fall semester. So I don't know, it was just taking me back to that moment. I was like, oh wow, like it was my first fall in Vancouver, so I now really associate Twilight with the Pacific Northwest fall, even though, I mean, the movie already had it. It didn't need more association. But
Ava's hot take.
Like, my hot take, Twilight reminds me of the Pacific Northwest. Like, guys, I know it's really groundbreaking.
So without further ado, this is For Sure by Lukeman. No. Welcome back. Thank you so much for sticking with us this episode. That was For Sure by Lukeman. And side note, shout out to my mom. Thank you for being an avid supporter. Love the commentary. And yeah, huge shout out to Sandy. So let's go.
Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
I'm going to say hi, Serena's mom.
I think Django had a couple like fashion, like forecasts, like trend forecasts that he wanted to get into.
Yeah. So the kilt Tilts are in.
I hope Liam's 100%. Still around.
I hope
somewhere.
So too, because that
Liam come back to
that
us.
Was my inspiration for that take. Also, Suede is in, yeah. According to my mom. So
agreed. And shout I out Django's mom.
Yeah, shout out
hey,
my
Django's mom.
And I bought a Suede jacket, so that means Suede is in. And what else is in? Tiny t-shirts.
Yeah, those have been always in. Yeah. I think.
For me.
Like a baby tee, I feel that's always been relevant, you know.
And you know what's out?
What?
The logo on Elmer's glue. They need to change it to a rhinoceros from a cow.
I feel like maybe you should get into this.
There was a trivia question yesterday at trivia night. What was the mascot of Elmer's glue? And it was a question like 3 weeks ago as well, so I should have known the answer. But at our table,
thought you knew the answer.
I thought I knew the answer. I was very convinced it was a rhinoceros. And there was a lot of American money put on the table to bet.
How much did you bet? $23?
American,
so
which is like 60, 70 Canadian. And
like $1 million.
Yeah, $1 million. And it was not a rhinoceros, so...
No.
But it's
and the
American,
trivia lady got kind of invested in our betting too.
She did, and she gave me. Well, that was the thing that I fully believed because I was like on the fence. This was before we had bet the money,
mm-hmm.
and then when we were like telling her, she made eye contact with me as she walked away.
Well, she super recognized
you.
Yeah,
loves to make eye contact,
and she loves Django.
Yeah,
she literally when
we
went,
she was like, "Oh,
she was like, have you guys been here before?" And then she's like, "I know you have. Like, there's something about you that like I recognize."
So.
Huh?
So.
But I thought she was helping me out, and she wasn't. So,
but she helped out everyone but you, truly.
Yeah, I also learned her first name yesterday.
What is
it? I don't remember. Erica, maybe.
Erica,
you need to work on your memory. Like, this seems to be the common problem in this story.
You go to trivia and you forget everything that's happening. Yeah, you wipe your memory. No, but the answer is technically bull on the like bottle.
But
it's
that's
a bull.
Close.
It's a bull.
It has horns.
But. She also accepted cow because on the trivia sheet, the answer was cow. But she's like, technically, it's not right. So the other people who bet against Django respectively put bull and cow. And so really everyone but you won.
Yeah.
But also, like, rejection is just...
It's character building.
Exactly.
And she'll remember you more next time.
And then, and then
Erica.
Next time you come back, she'll be like, there's that guy who bet money.
Yeah, honestly. Okay, I think we're just about done for our episode today.
I have one more thing to add.
Oh, please, no, absolutely.
On a technicality, male rhinos are called bulls, so I think that's relevant.
Did you know that before or after?
I just searched it up
Wow, that's really convenient for you, actually.
Gotta get your money back.
Yeah,
no, literally.
I need that,
rebet.
$1 million
Canadian.
Like the 1 million beers.
Yes.
I was really late to that trend. I had to be, like, sat down and explained what it meant. I didn't know. What's happening? Have you heard that, Eva?
I have not heard of
really?
That.
Really?
Let me send you
1 million
like,
beers.
Instagram reels
like,
then.
if I were to sit down at a restaurant and order a drink, I would order 1 million beers.
I guess I'll keep that in mind.
Instagram reels is like is so entertaining.
The cesspool. I love that everyone's like, yeah, like I do a TikTok. And it's like, I see you on reels. Be for real.
But like,
I mean, it's me. I'm calling myself that.
But so my problem is I got both. So I
just. You're no
just
better
like, wow.
than the average.
So do you guys ever like a reel so other people will see that you liked it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, like, give an example. Like, what's one that you.
Cat content.
Just like, like if it's something that's like funny.
Like kind of like esoteric. And
yeah,
like,
very esoteric, very niche. Yeah. Then I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, I feel like everyone
test.
Does that.
But
I actually do the opposite.
I refuse to like anything
because you
will not find proof of like my interest on the
internet. No, I'm a big saver and like a very little liker. So like I love to save.
The problem is I stalk other people. And like sometimes if someone is liking something crazy,
the, like,
I will screenshot.
The people's likes were visible. Like,
that was
crazy. That's what it started.
But that was like a great time
in
my life.
In
I was like, yes.
That's why to this day I will not like anything on Instagram. Because in the beginning they could see and they'd get the notifications. And I was like, no.
Notifications
and just started
is
the
crazy.
Habit. Like
getting notifications what other people are liking.
But on that note, sometimes I scroll Instagram and I see liked by... You know, Django, and I go, yes, I'm also going to like it because I also found it funny, and I feel like that's like a like
it's
bond.
It's a bond, yeah.
I go,
bring
yes, Django,
but
like
you should send
it
to him then
like
and be
thing.
Like, and we like the same one.
Yes. I've seen a few, and I'm like, this also made me laugh.
Yes. All right. For our last couple minutes here, we're going to play a song brought up by Ava. So, Ava, do you want to get into this?
I
want to
say I recommended this song before the last song recommendation. So, the vibe is completely different, but I hope everyone will enjoy it. This was actually recommended to me by, I just made a new friend. So, I'm super proud of
myself.
Shout
out your friend.
So, Luce, if you're out there listening, she's a Genevan exchange student. And so we were talking about Afrobeats, and she sent me this song, and so I've been really listening to it, and it's in Creole, so I hope we'll all enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm excited. And so before we get into this song, let me just say thank you so much for listening, and thank you guys for joining me here today as well. I'm really excited to continue to have a full little studio. I think it's super fun when everybody's in here. We have a good time, play some songs, and yeah, VIF this week, so that's going to be crazy bananas. Stay tuned. This is Châtiment by PLL.
Châtiment.
Right, yeah. That makes sense. My
sorry,
I didn't actually introduce the song.
No, that's my bad for not actually saying the name. I got carried away
Let me just quit this job.
Yeah. No, let's just play the song. Roll the credits.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. This is CITR 101.9 FM. This has been the Arts Report from the Arts Collective, and we will be back 2 weeks from now. And this is Châtiment.
Ta vie n'a plus de goût ni de sentiment. Il t'a fait pleurer, voilà son châtiment. Il châtillement, il châtillement. Il revient au galop et il châtillement.
Chaque chose en son temps. Mon bébé pleure pas, prends ton temps. Il a joué avec tes sentiments. Montre-lui le châtiment.
Uno. Sors la palette, ma nana.
Dos.
Cheveux en bombe, oh là là.
Tres.
La plus belle tenue de madame. Enfile tes chaussures, on y va.
Ah. Qui va à la chasse, pièce à place.
Ça pique.
Qui va à la chasse, pièce à place.
J't'ai bloqué.
Qui va à la chasse, pièce à place.
Plus fort.
Qui va à la chasse, pièce à place.
Trop tard.
Quand elle fait bouger son popotin, elle fait rager son ex-copain. Elle bouge son popotin, elle fait rager son ex-copain.
Bébé, tourne la page, fais bronzer sur la plage.
Oser des mecs, t'es une addiction, comme les tractions. Quand tu te mets en exposition de toutes les façons. Il n'est plus dans tes pensées, dépassé comme un chambala. Il n'en peut plus de tes stories quand tu chantes à la
mode. Méchant, malade quand elle agit.
Elle a ses principes, ses valeurs, elle sait choisir.
Ta vie n'a plus de goût ni de sentiment. Il t'a fait pleurer, voilà son châtiment. Il châtillement, il châtillement. Il revient au galop et il châtillement.
Chaque chose en son temps. Mon bébé pleure pas, prends ton temps. Il a joué avec tes sentiments. Montre-lui le châtiment.
Uno. Sors la palette, ma nana.
Dos.
Cheveux en bombe, oh là là.
Tres.
La plus belle tenue de madame. Enfile tes chaussures, on y va.
Ah. Qui va à la chasse, pièce à place.
Ça pique.
Qui va à la chasse, pièce à place.
J't'ai bloqué.
Qui va à la chasse, pièce à place.
Plus fort.